The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live on this Monday afternoon. Thank you for joining me. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Yeah, we've not talked much about the coronavirus today, and we're not, because if you turn on anything on cable news, that's all, and I mean all, they are talking about. And as I said at the very beginning of the program today, for your own mental well-being and your own spiritual health, I would suggest strongly that you reduce drastically the amount of news that you watch. If you want to know the latest, the evening news, whether it's the local news or the national news, the first 2 minutes will give you everything you need to know. You don't really need to watch the rest of it. I'm not being smart. I'm being serious. If you watch it all, you're going to be discouraged and some are going to be fearful. Watch the first 2 minutes and you know what the latest is. You know the latest moves in the state and federal. You know you'll have the latest figures and statistics. And then do something else with your time. That's just my suggestion, and I would not suggest that you watch any of the cable news, including Fox, because that's all they're talking about. I think my pet peeve out of this whole thing has been when Fox News is on almost all the time. Now, right now, it's a program called The Five, and they don't have that block over on the right side of the screen. But all day long and all night long, they have the block. How many people died today? How many people died yesterday? Okay, we know this is serious. You don't have to tell us constantly, this is how many people died in the last 24 hours. And you could be next. So we will get through this. And please, I have said this over and over and over and over and over and over again the last 2 weeks. Stop the panic. All right? Yesterday, Governor DeWine said that as of midnight tonight, all non-essential business is going to shut down. That's not much different from what was already happening. A few more businesses will be impacted. But honestly, that's not much of a change from Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And I told Joy, I said, okay, panic. Grocery stores will be crazy. Toilet paper will be gone. And sure enough, last night, all day today, I've seen it all over Facebook. Panic, 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 panic. People panicked. Don't panic. And by the way, don't hoard. You know, think about other people and what they're going to need. I mean, seriously, think about other people. They're going to need things too. They need to eat and they need toilet paper too. So anyway, we of all people should avoid panic. All right, two things before I get into other stories. Number one, if you're not listening earlier, Friday we had an unbelievable, and I honestly, a miraculous day for our Bible League campaign. It was miraculous. We started the campaign on Thursday, and at the end of the day on Thursday, we had like $1,400 towards a goal of $12,000. And when we ended the broadcast day on Thursday, I thought, well, that's just the way it is. People are hurting. People have lost jobs. People have lost income. And we'll just do the best we can. But I don't think we're going to reach our goal. And by the way, in 10, 12, 13, 14 years, we have never missed a goal. And I say we, us, because you folks are legendary. We had a conference call today. And one of the participants in the conference call was one of our senior vice presidents. And during the course of the conversation, he talked about the legendary WRFD audience. Now, this is out of a company of way, way over 100 radio stations all over America. We're a very large company. And here one of our senior vice presidents talked about the legendary WRFD audience. Well, you are. So anyway, when we ended the program Thursday, I thought, oh, you know. And then Friday, you folks just gave. So many of you called 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. When we ended the day last Wednesday, you had given $9,750. Mind-blowing. And so right now we're $2,250, but we are stuck. I'm just telling you the truth, and we're coming up on a break. And after the break, I'm going to get into other stories. Not going to spend the whole day talking about Bible League, but we had such an unbelievably phenomenal day on Friday. Today, zero. Okay? Hey, people are hurting. I know that. But we are so close to our goal. $2,250 away. That's all. Now, somebody needs to start the giving today. I haven't pushed real hard today, but we've not had one single gift today, online or the phone center. Not one. Friday just went crazy. So today, I'm asking who will be the first to step up and give $10, $20, $50, $100? Certainly somebody could give $250. That would put us right at $2,000. And then from then on, it's downhill. I think we can reach the goal if we could get to the even $2,000. Could two people pledge $100 each and somebody else do $50? Here's the number, and I'm going to ask you to give. Call today. I know people are hurting. I know that. But people all over Asia are crying out for the Word of God, pleading for the Scriptures. They've never had a Bible before, ever. And many people, like people in China, will risk going to prison if they receive a Bible. And I know this firsthand because once and only once, I was part of smuggling some Bibles into China. And I learned quickly that I, as an American, didn't need to fear anything. If they caught me, they would just send me across the border, yell at me, and take the Bibles. But the people that I gave the Bibles to in China risked imprisonment by receiving them. These are the kind of people that you're providing Bibles for. People who literally are willing to risk their lives to have one copy of the Scriptures. Let's provide those Bibles. 800-YES-WORD. I'm coming up on the break, and like I said, when we come back, I've got a lot of other stories to talk about today. But let's get unstuck. Who will be the first? 800-YES-WORD. Would you right now be the first? Start it. If someone will give, I believe other people will be motivated to give. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Please, 800-YES-WORD.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Okay, I'm going to move on to other stories, but just real quick, let me refresh my browser with the Bible League Call Center and see if we are unstuck. All right, here it is. I'm refreshing. It's no. Wow, it's incredible. Friday was just an unbelievable day with giving. Today, not so much. But again, I think, you know, $9,750 and what's going on, I think that's miraculous. So I'm not complaining, folks. I am not complaining. But I am praying fervently that we're going to reach this goal of $12,000. We're so close. I mean, last Thursday, it was impossible. Well, now it's not impossible at all. $2,250 away from the goal. That's it. We've come so far. So again, who will start it today? Not one call today at 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. I honestly believe if one of you would call and give whatever amount God lays on your heart, other people will be motivated to give. It always happens without exception. Somebody starts it, other people give. Maybe that's you that God is talking to today. You love God's people. You love the Word of God. You know what's going on in Asia. You know the desperate need for the Word of God all over Asia. 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. I got a really good news story here to share with you, but before I get to the good news, I honestly don't allow politics to really affect me that much. Politics is politics. You know, the Republicans, the Democrats, I'm interested because whatever happens in the political world, it impacts us. But I'll be really honest with you. I'm angry today. And to be honest, I believe every American should be angry today. And here's why. I'm not a party loyalist to the Republican Party. And if you really knew me, you would know that's the case. I am not a loyal Republican. You know, Republican values and the Republican platform is far closer to my biblical beliefs than the Democrats. But I am not a spokesperson for the Republican Party, particularly here in Ohio. To be really honest, the Republican Party here in the state of Ohio is a mess. And the more local it gets, the more of a mess it is. But with that said, I am angry at the liberal left Democrats. We are facing a national crisis unlike anything we have ever faced in our lifetime. All right? We are. We are facing a crisis unlike anything that we have ever faced in our lifetime. And yet, the Democrats are playing political games to get ideological things that have nothing to do with this crisis, absolutely nothing to do with this crisis. They are playing games rather than helping the American people. If you haven't heard, the relief package that they have been working on for about 3-4 days now has been stalled in the Senate because of Chuck Schumer in the Senate and Nancy Pelosi in the House of Representatives. From very, very reliable sources, negotiations were going on beginning last Thursday. Bipartisan negotiations. And again, from very, very reliable sources, I am reading that they had reached agreement. This thing was a done deal. They were ready to vote. And then Nancy Pelosi, who had been in California for a week, taking a little break while the country's in crisis, she flies back to Washington, D.C. and puts a hold on this. And she and Chuck Schumer get together and they decide that they need, you ready for this? Tighter fuel emissions standards for the airlines. What does that have to do with the coronavirus? Thousands of people losing their jobs. Oh, the expansion of wind and solar tax credits. What does that have to do with this virus? Collecting collective bargaining powers for unions. More power for unions. What does that have to do with the virus? And so Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, under their leadership, have shot down this legislation that needed to be passed. Shot it down. With a what's being called an ideological wish list. Political games that have nothing to do. And get this. Even the Washington Post, the far-left Washington Post that hates Donald Trump and hates the Republicans, here is the headline today from the Washington Post. Democrats block key vote on $2 trillion coronavirus bill as Senate floor erupts with partisan anger. Even the Washington Post recognizes it was the Democrats that sank this legislation so that they can get tax credits for solar and wind energy. Higher emission standards for the airlines, which are already on the verge of bankruptcy. Every major airline in the United States is on the verge of insolvency because of this, and they want higher emission standards. Deal with that later. If you want to give bigger tax credits for solar and wind energy, fine. Do it later. Every American should be angry with the Democratic left in America right now. End of editorial comments. We'll be back.